And so we're back. You can watch us live on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can watch us. Let's start with the Punch newspaper, page 2, the editorial. Wike Okowa, first panel today. Camps fight over Atiku VP's slot.
I'm going to have to ask for your apologies ahead, but this is something I cannot but in true conscience overlook. And I plead maturity in understanding where I'm coming from. I would like to plead, I said it, you know, in parables yesterday, a lot of what I do, the way I talk usually, is some of the things that I don't say, you know, are more important than the ones that I say, but this one, I have to slam it down. In choosing the VP, I hope the PDP will know that they owe the nation, they also owe the nation a responsibility. It's not just a question of them getting into power and them, you know, picking somebody who can fund the elections. It is beyond that. A vice president is like a spare tire, but can become a president in a minute, the moment something happens to the president. And it is in that light that I would like the PDP to please take a very good look at the whoever, you know, they want to make the VP, whoever they want to appoint the running mate or whatever it's called, to make sure that it is somebody who has the right temperament and the right disposition to be the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. It is very important, and I plead passionately, especially with Atiku, that, you know, to make sure, you know, I don't pray that anything happens to him, but we are not God. You know, it could be anybody's turn tomorrow. Emeka Lokan, I don't want to go anywhere yet. Do you want to? Are you? You know, but I will plead, because I'm a bit worried about some of the choices that might surface, whether such persons actually have the temperament, have the temperament and the disposition to being president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. We need to be careful, and we shouldn't be sentimental and emotional about this. We need to take a straightforward look at this thing and say to ourselves, luckily, these two or three gentlemen, I think, come from the same zone. I mean, so you can make allowances for that. There are other ways by which you can compensate somebody who you think is very powerful. And I don't think it should be the ability to add in terms of finances and whatever. A vice president is like, sometimes in certain circumstances, is a president in waiting, really. And I would plead that you know, the PDP ensures that whoever they pick in this circumstance, I'm sure some of you would know where I am going, but I don't want to go beyond that. I don't want to. The same now applies also to the, because there's a story here.
Yeah.
In the story here that says that the APC is going to announce the running mate to Atiku Bola Tinubu today. Okay. And that the party might settle for a Muslim ticket. For me, it's neither here nor there. But if it's a risk that the party wants to take, why not? Because apparently the dilemma is that if you choose a Northern Christian, if you choose a Northern Christian, Atiku might just overrun him in the North, and that is the thinking. We leave it to the you know, to them to work out the mathematics and probability. People should realize that Abiola's victory was a fluke, in the sense that it was a flash of time. Was in the flash of time. There are more sensitivities and more issues. You know, in Abiola's time, everybody just wanted somebody out, you know, somebody in and the military out. And it turned out to be him, fair enough. So he got away with the Muslim ticket, mainly because, of course, his charisma and whatever just overshadowed his opponent, you know, in the other party. So I don't think we should go down and say, and just dismiss and say, oh, a Muslim ticket would work. It's nothing to me. To be honest with you, what have I got to do with the man's religion? You understand? Left to me, if you have to go and import somebody from Indonesia to run... Indeed, yesterday, somebody, one young chap tweeted and was calling on the British authorities to recolonize us again and, for another 10, 30 or 40 years. I think what Nigerians need most, to be honest with you, is they need somebody who can take this country by the jugular and lead us. The future looks bleak in that regard, but we might just have to manage what we have. So by tomorrow, we will know who the running mate also of the APC is. We'd also like to call on the candidate there and the party to make sure that the person you pick is someone who can lead this country should anything happen. Thank you.
Right. You're welcome. Page 8 of The Vanguard has a story here. Okada ban, Lagos government unveils enforcement squad.
Yes, so the Lagos State government now have an anti-Okada squad, 600 recruited members, who and they did their orientation yesterday. We'd like to appreciate, you know, the government in finally enforcing the Okada ban. I think my suggestion might be to just have a ban across the state, really. It's shown now, 2 weeks down the line, that heavens have not fallen in the areas where there's no Okada. I know life would be a bit unsettling, but after a while, I'm sure it would balance up somewhere. And I would just plead that, given the issue of the Okada is not just the environment, it's more of the security situation. So allowing Okada in certain local governments against some others, it might not be wise. In any case, all the governors now, I think, have resolved that they would not have Okada across the western states. Is that right?
There's a challenge. I'm not sure about all the governors.
Oh, which one of them is?
I'm not sure. I'm not exactly sure of that information, really. Mm. Well, there's a challenge. Mm. Uniformed men, policemen, soldiers, they are allowed to use their Okada if they have one to move around, with a condition that they would have to be in their uniform. To actually identify that they are force people. But the problem is, we get complaints every day that they now wear their uniform
to carry passengers.
To do business.
Well, it is not against the law. It is not against the law to ride a motorbike. But it is against the law to ride certain motorbikes that look like Okada. I think people also need to understand that. I don't think there's any law in Nigeria that says you can't own a motorbike and ride it if it is licensed. And so I believe the laws are made across the board. Whoever. I've never heard of an exemption to a law. And I would like to see where all this is going. What we are saying is this: if you want to ride a bike, it shouldn't. I think there's specifications for the kind of bikes you can ride. As an individual, you can ride a scooter, you can ride all kinds of things. So my advice is that, look, tidy up this thing. Let us know the bikes you can ride. Maybe you can ride a one-seater bike. Maybe we can say, for example, if you're going to ride a bike, you can't carry, you know, of certain whatever, can't carry an added passenger or something like that. Let's have some clearance on this. And I think between the Attorney General and the Commissioner for Transport, they should be able to come out with necessary guidelines. Laws are generally abused in Nigeria anyway. In Lagos, you find soldiers, policemen going one way, going on BRT lane, and so on and so forth. But hopefully we will get there. The government seems to have woken up. And by the way, whilst we are congratulating Asiwaju for his victory, we would like to beg him to please release the Lagos State Governor to come back so that he can get the job done. The symbolism of our governor all the time in Abuja, in this, in that, it affects our psyche. We want our governor to be on ground. Okay, that's what... you might say that he can delegate from anywhere, because any moment from now, you start seeing all kinds of funny suggestions. He doesn't have to be here, you know. No, there is something called symbolism in governance. You want to be able to see your governor on ground. And now that the mandate has been gotten, there are two options that Asiwaju has: either to tell him to resign as governor deputy moves up, or please bring him back to the state. Lagos is a state that has to be run hands-on, 24/7.
You're literally running a country.
Yeah, you're literally running a country. There's no time for politicking. And in any case, he even has his own campaign to take care of in Lagos here. But please, we'd like to see more of our governor on ground here, you know, than in other places that have no direct concern. Because he belongs to us more than he belongs to Asiwaju. That's the bottom line. He's ours, our local. They should let our governor come and get the work done.
Let's move on to page 4 of the Vanguard newspaper. Club shooting, Burner Boy finally speaks. Quote, I am not shocked.
This boy. Okay, so you heard the story yesterday of how some escorts, you know, some escorts escorted him to, you know, to a club. There was shooting, some people got injured, and so on and so forth. The matured thing I hope that we will get from him, from his officials and whatever, because I would assume that he has those who are handling him, would be to explain his own role in all this. But I am shocked, well, I'm not surprised, but I'm shocked to hear that the only response we got from Burner Boy about this action, about this incident that took place, is, and I'm quoting this, and I'm quoting this. He says that, let me read the story. He says, barely a week, one whole week, after policemen attached to Burner Boy shot two fun seekers at Cubana Club, he has finally reacted through his Twitter page. Burner, who has been trending for a couple of days now, posted on his official Twitter page on Wednesday saying that the Nigerian social media can say Burner Boy started Boko Haram and he won't be shocked. That is not the issue. That is not the issue. Look, listen, when you are a star, you become a symbol. When you become a symbol, you must act accordingly because you are an example for those behind you and your followers. Also, anything, once you find yourself in public space, you put yourself out in public space, incidents like this need some explanation on your part, you know, to quell this. And I am surprised that a week after, those who are handling his brand and whatever haven't thought it fit to come out with a 2-3 paragraph statement to explain what actually happened, only for him to just dismiss it as saying that, oh, I won't be surprised if they said Burner Boy started Boko Haram war. This man needs to be handled. He's quite young and doesn't seem to have the maturity to carry the weight of, and therefore he needs to be guided. And I would suggest very strongly, I've heard his manager is his mom, that you come out with a statement in the first instance, try and restrain him. It's insensitive. Two people are lying down there in hospital. Whether he pulled the trigger or not, the circumstances happened around him and there were those attached to him. He should reach out publicly to those who have been shot. He should give an explanation to say this is what happened, to show that it wasn't an irresponsible act on his own part. And to dismiss it like that shows a complete disregard for the Nigerian public. And I think it's very, very unfortunate. I don't know if this is the new show business, in all honesty. You know, whether this is a new show business, I don't want to be part of this if this is what it's all about. Well, let's wait and see. You know, hopefully in the next 48 hours or so, we'll probably come up with... this is particularly painful. It's particularly painful because his granddad is a highly respected person in our own industry here. You know, highly respected, especially in the area of music. Highly respected. And I hope he will rein in and do the needful.
On YouTube, we have some gentlemen here who are responding to what you said earlier about the governor not being in the state. They're saying that the governor is back in the state, that he came back last weekend.
Well, I'm happy to see him back then. I mean, if he's back, he's back. But you will agree with me that in recent times there's been this, everybody has been, he's been visible in various areas. And some of us are worried that, fair enough, the man has won, come back and get the job done here. So if he's back, good. I'm happy to hear that.
Let's take Vanguard, page 12. 2023 Abuja resident besieged registration centers for PVC.
Yes, I'm glad to hear this, and I'm glad to know that, you know, a lot of people are trying to get their PVCs as much as possible. My advice is this. When you cast your vote, sometimes you could cast your vote, generally you could cast your vote to make a political statement. That is to say, I back this person for his political views and so on and so forth. But sometimes your vote also has to be strategic. You know, it's a choice that you have to make. That is my vote going to be strategic, or is it going to make a political statement?
Mm.
There's nothing wrong in any of the two. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes in certain situations, sometimes you say you don't want to waste your vote. You want to look at your real options.
Mm-hmm.
You want to tell yourself some home truths and then look at your real options and say, okay, this is where we're going to go to prevent this or to prevent that.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish Nigerians, look, either way is legitimate, to be honest with you. Either way is legitimate, because I know some people who feel strongly. I would cast my vote to make a political statement. That's very, very clear. I would cast my vote to make a political statement, to show that this is the direction in which we believe, because that is what will give me satisfaction. But it might not work that way with anybody. And please, let us be tolerant of alternatives. What we have in the social media is very embarrassing, where you believe anybody who doesn't toe your own line should be brought down and hacked down and whatever. Mm. It doesn't add to the votes of your favorite person. If anything, it could keep people away from him. If I were a candidate, I'll make sure that I have full control of those my influencers and whatever you might call them, to make sure that they don't even drive people away from me with the way that they behave. This brings me to, it reminds me of the late, what's his name? Is it Waziri Ibrahim? The Second Republic. And he said he practiced politics without bitterness. And he was known for that till he died. He didn't won a few states and so on, but he was not GNPP. I've forgotten. It's a long time ago now. So he has about 30 years or something.
That's a long time ago.
That's a long time ago. During the Shagari era.
Let me go to the New Telegraph, page 13. Checking rising costs of funerals.
Yeah, I mean, in between all this, we need to bring out issues. I know it's politicking time, but we need to bring, when we see things like this, we need to acknowledge them. Beautiful editorial by New Telegraph. And says that we need to check the rising cost. Indeed, we need to check the rising cost of everything. The way we do our weddings, the way we do our funerals. Everybody in Nigeria wants to be a superstar and show off. The sad part for a lot of them is that they can't afford it. You know, one of my favorite pastimes, especially when I'm on vacation, is to go through all these TikToks and see the way Nigerians dress at parties, the food they eat, and so on and so forth. The musician comes, you pay him 20 million, this and that, so much of. And of course, there's the issue of spraying, which has gone completely mad, you know. But let's see what the New Telegraph says, that there has been an age-long habit among Nigerians in different parts of the country to organize expensive funerals. In some instances, loans are secured in addition to the bereaved family members being overburdened with multiple financial and material demands. I remember, I know that in some cases, somebody dies and they just pick up somebody who is a clerk, maybe in the ministry, and tell you that you should go and bring 2 million. You go and bring 4 million. Go and bring where they're supposed to get it. Only God knows. But this interesting paragraph. The impression usually created by bereaved family members, relatives, well-wishers, and friends is that the extent of expenditure is usually an indication of their profound love for the departed. Let me say what that means. Some people believe that they have to spend money to show that they all love and appreciate the departed. But nobody asks them, how well did you look after the departed when she was alive? I remember my famous phrase, if you see the way they do bury Papa, death go hungry you. I'll never forget who told me that years ago. But the Telegraph says it is erroneous. After all, the departed person is on a transition to the great beyond and will unlikely return to life. I think it's just an issue of show-off.
Yeah.
Now, they don't show off with the list of things. They show off with their children. I'm sending him to the best school, because it's the most expensive, without thinking of what they're getting back. They show off with the weddings, without asking yourselves, will these two people be able to live together and so on? We show off with virtually everything. And unless we have a change of attitude, this country ain't going nowhere. You want to say something?
No, not at all.
Why were you looking at me like that?
I was listening to you with rapt attention.
Don't, I'm getting ready to...
I'm just listening to you.
I know. Are you looking at me like that? Looking at me with a hunger.
Oh, Okay. We're going to take this story. Plastic surgery death. Surgeon sues for calm as investigation continues.
Yeah, apparently some lady Christabel Gabriel, claims she's a socialite in Port Harcourt, died. She went to carry some plastic tummy tuck or something like that by a consultant plastic surgeon, Dr. Ogbe Drenes Omori, who had to address a media conference yesterday to explain the circumstances that led to the death of the person and that he had submitted himself to the authorities for them to investigate fully. Now, any surgery can go bad. It might not necessarily be the neglect of the doctor or the surgeon. But this is my advice to you. Do not go under the knife in any manner, even something as small as tooth extraction, unless it is almost life-threatening. This new habit of doing plastic surgery, tummy tuck, bottom boots, what's the one they call, the one that shoots out, okay, these vain things that our women and indeed some men indulge in, is one of the most, don't let me use the word, most, let's leave it, that actions that anybody could ever think of. Why would you want to put yourself through all that? Just so that you can look good. They say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. There was one famous star who wanted to do a lip, she wanted her lips to look so. This is one Oyibo woman. By the time her lips came up, you know, when we were in school, we had people who always got a little momori momo. The two lips were black. She looked grotesque. Go to the social media and see what is happening. Ladies, especially out there, be happy with the way God has created you. The same happens to the application of creams. I've seen people who are as dark as I am, only for you to see them 2 years later. They walk past you and say, Jimmy Bawone, and you look and say, who is this? I don't know who this is. It don't become when you both finish. Please, 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 maintain what God has given you. And if a lot of these creams are causing cancer. A lot of our women have cancer. Some of them don't know that it is these creams, these things that you do. The same thing, look at some people's eyelashes are like from here almost to the door in front of me. You keep using these things, one day something's going to happen to your eyes. So let's be careful. Let's be careful. Do not be taken in by the marketing of these look-good companies. They're there to make money. And don't waste your life. Look at it this way. If you want to do a cosmetic surgery, usually it's not even just about death. It's about it, about the surgeon getting it right. There's a 50-50 chance. You know, you wear your backside, don't balance before. It could either go in or out. Why don't you just manage what you have? There is always somebody out there who likes you the way you are. Abi Mokrof.
Ekparo, but you know that it's a choice. Whatever anybody wants, everybody
has a choice. If you want to damage yourself and kill yourself in the process, why not? But I think that we owe ourselves the responsibility to tell those who don't know, you know, that is not a risk that is worth taking. I'm telling you, the slightest, I've seen people die from tooth extraction that I've taken that almost about 8 teeth in my mouth. People have died. But I've had people. Sheriff, you need to be very careful. Even I've had people die from tooth extraction.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to get my good friend, Dr. Ayeni, who owes me cake. I'm going to get him to come here and tell us the danger in any surgery. Unless something is, if I have a big belly, the people who like it and those who don't like it, well, you know, so be it. If I have knock knees, the same, so be it.
Yeah. We must go. We have to go now. What's coming out at 9?
Angela Ajetunmobi.
Oh.
Okay. Angela Ajetunmobi. We're going to look at what went down at the primaries, the APC primaries.
Fantastic.
Because I wasn't around, so I need to do catch up. So she can tell. I guess who's coming tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Who is that?
Captain Blade. We want to look at
Interesting. Nice. I like that.
I have no apologies for. You see, I like resource persons who know their onions.
That's right.
You know, there are some issues that are beyond opinion. Mm. It has to be handled by experts who know their onion.
That's why we have to go now. Thank you so much for coming. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Good morning to you.
They don't disconnect your line. Sick of say you not link your national identification number to your MTN number. Make you
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.